TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hello everyone and welcome to a much delayed episode of Bollywood Weekly. Delayed for various reasons, including the floods in Bombay last week, which prevented us from recording the episode.
Including you flying to get married now.
Get engaged, there's a difference. But that also.
But let's congratulate
big
Pish.
News, guys.
Yeah, the big news, guys. Pish is getting married. Hashtag Uttara ki Sha Adi.
Okay, clearly we didn't have a briefing before we started recording this episode. So, anyway, thank you for that. On today's podcast, we are discussing another wedding that happened in the film Bareilly Ki Barfi.
But I think it was less about the wedding and more about the love story there. Wedding comes at the end.
So what did you think of the film? Before that, I have with me Banerjee and Naina on the podcast.
Yeah, so he forgot to introduce us. This is Banerjee.
And this is Naina.
But I just did. Now I'm introducing yourself again.
Oh, never mind. Really? Okay, cool. So Bareilly Ki Barfi was a really fun movie, surprisingly so. It's a really slice of life, small towner's journey into finding small things about love and making it a big thing, basically. It's a really nice film, honestly. I really enjoyed it. It's funny. It's simple. The actors are amazing, except Ayushman. Kriti was also okay, but everyone else was amazing.
I didn't mind Ayushman that much. It's just that it's like now he does the same thing in most movies.
Actually, in her sentence when she started saying that, surprisingly, it's actually a surprise because even I didn't expect this movie to be as enjoyable as it was at the end of the day, because I just thought that it's going to be one hell of a commercial masala where there's going to be comedy, romance, and then drama. But there was much more to it, and especially how Kriti's family was crafted in the movie. I think that's a major part of the movie. You have to see how Kriti's father and mother, there's a whole different dynamics of relationship, like the kind of relationship that Kriti's character shares with her mother, Seema Pawar, and Kriti's character with her father, Pankaj Tripathi. And there's a weird way of placing how the family is actually progressive in their thoughts, but they have to live in the society, so they cope and they try to make adjustments according to that, which most of the middle class families do. I think this is one of the first movies which is not right out there in your face saying that you'll have to be progressive or you'll have to be regressive, but it's actually saying that ek middle path hai jo most of the families take to live in the society. And it's shown in a very beautiful way. And there are dialogues and there are actions in which Pankaj Tripathi conveyed. And he's a brilliant actor. Like, he's one of the...
Yeah, I thought Pankaj Tripathi was, like, really good in this film. Like every scene he was in...
Yeah, we were laughing at everything when we were
watching. Like, every scene, I was just mesmerized by his performance at every level. Because I think this was the first time I was seeing him in a father's role. And that too, like, one of the major roles in the film, because the father actually drives a lot of decisions in Kriti's life. And there are small actions, like there are gestures that he does, like he'll just nod ahead or he'll just do something. Like when he's asking Kriti to get married to actually Ayushman, he's gesturing ki writer, so he's just saying, he's shaking his hand, he's like, so those are really sweet things and very sweet moments. Actually, a lot of the credit actually goes to the director also, like Ashwini. These are generally things which are, I think, which happens on set. Maybe because these are not actually something which is, these don't look very rehearsed. And if it is rehearsed, then it's like brilliant because it doesn't look rehearsed. I mean,
the actor also will probably improvise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So one of the most memorable things is when he's on the bed and he's looking up at the fan, and the fan is shown in two parts. But he's staring up at the fan and he's discussing about these two men who are there in his daughter's life. And he's talking to his wife, but he's also talking to the fan. And every time he looks at his wife, she's snoring. And she either has her hand on her face or the blanket. And the second he takes it up, She starts snoring really loudly and she puts it back on. Like, these moments that they've captured and repeated as a callback is also really nice. And the father-daughter relationship is so beautifully and so subtly shown. There are very few dialogues that's passed between the father and the daughter, but it's shown through actions and emotions and expressions. Mostly.
But I think that's a craft of filmmaking. I think I personally don't like much of dialogues. I don't like conversations a lot happening in a movie. Like, if there's a back and forth of too many conversations, I feel that's a drawback for a film. Like, where you have to convey everything to through dialogues.
And which is something that Bollywood always
does. Like,
every film.
Like, there's like too much. Like, something like that. I felt that that's something which was a major plus point of this movie, because it makes you feel through its small actions and everything. Like the cigarette scene. There's a cigarette smoking scene on the roof. So, the context of that scene is that a guy comes to see Kriti. And he rejects Kriti on the basis of the fact that Kriti says that I'm not a virgin. Well, that's not the truth though. But he just rejects her for saying that she's not a virgin. So that's
mom gets really
angry at her. While the father goes up and the father offers Kriti a cigarette. And she denies it. She's like, I don't want to smoke. So there's this beautiful thing which is actually true in most of the families, that your father knows that you smoke, but you always deny it. And it's true with guys also in most of the families, that your father knows that you smoke, but you still say that nahi yaar, maini phukta. So that's another thing that was brought out in the movie also, like no, I don't smoke. Like, she knows that her father has no problem with it, but she just denies it.
But I think the star of the show by far was Rajkumar Rao.
Oh god,
his incredible performance. Like, and it's insane because in every movie his characters are like completely different, and he still pulls them off.
He basically did two characters in this film.
Yeah.
And he pulled that off so well. From the transition between two characters was so,
and
so
even
nicely
within,
done.
Even within one scene.
Yeah.
Where he's like talking to someone else and
he's like, oh, sorry.
Like, the show-stopping moment of the film was when he first time played with Rohi. Not with Kriti. But when he was being
with
tested.
Ayushan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the bike.
And, yeah.
The bike
he goes
scene.
To that pan shop and he's still Pritam.
Yeah.
She's still and she's like that. And the moment he turns, he bangs on that auto. I get like, oh shit. that was insane. Like, that whole sequence of him getting in that transition mode of becoming Vidrohi from Pritam.
Yeah.
Even though when we're peeche se bulayenge to kya bole na to.
Oh, that was the best.
That was my favorite moment.
He says ki agar kisi rangbaz aadmi ko peeche se bulata hai to kya ho? Kaise dikhega wo? Wo to bhaiya rangbaz log dekhte hi nahi. I just couldn't handle myself. Okay, I was like, what the hell? And I think that is some brilliant observations, and that's a skill of a writer, that you put it together and that's been taken to a different level of him. And in the what you were saying, Nana, is that in the making of the film, like, they have done every character has a making video. In that, Rajkumar says that my process of doing this film was that I divided my character into two. He used to land up on the set and ask that, what am I playing today? So he named the sweet guy Pritam and the angry guy Vidrohi. So he's like, what am I playing today? Pritam or Vidrohi? So that never came to him as a name. So he named it differently also.
Right.
I felt that, to me, the most flat in the movie was Kriti.
Sure. Even though the setting of the film and everything, the location, everything is so believably small town, she was trying to be as well.
Yeah, but
it felt like she was alien to that location. Standing out being a little too elegant and a little too from a bigger city.
But I feel like that was just like a bad casting choice. Like,
true.
I think given her limited ability based on her other films that we've seen. Like,
no, but I felt this was way
better.
Exactly. This is much better than what she's done before.
I wasn't expecting this from her at all.
Like, after Rapta, we both did that podcast.
Rapta was horrible. Rapta shouldn't be talked about also. Dilwale, she had an insignificant role.
Yeah. So compared to that, it was significant improvement.
If you see,
she
main
was working
anchor,
with these many good actors, man. She had to.
Like, if you put someone with on set with, when you're rolling the camera with people like Seema Pava, Pankaj Tripathi and Rajkumar Rao, because I feel that even Ayushman is quite nascent in this whole world of these huge actors. huge in the sense of their acting abilities.
Yeah.
So if you put Ayushman and Kriti in that world, they're pretty nascent in that. So they have to improve and they have to get it done. Which I felt that Ayushman did in some ways. But I totally get it why anyone would feel that Ayushman was slightly flat, because there are, when you're comparing the
it's
movie,
it's more like you're getting overshadowed by everyone else. Yeah. The same.
Though Ayushman was the main hero of the film, he got totally overshadowed by
especially Rajkumar. What's the name of his friend in the movie, man? I forgot
his name.
He's so good. He's damn funny.
Good. He's very good.
It's the same thing that happened in Kapoor and Sons. Like, Siddharth Malhotra is supposedly the lead of that film, but he's like so insignificant compared to all the other amazing actors.
True.
But the story felt to me was like, yeh simple si story hai. But I didn't think that Ayushman was the actual writer of the film, writer of the book. When I saw the trailer.
Oh yeah, nor did I. Dude, the trailer was so confusing in terms of it looked so much like Band Baja Barat. It looked so much like Humpty Sharma Ki Dulhania. Like it was a combination of so many such blockbuster, drama, musical, Hindi films. And it turned out to be really, really nice. Which is shocking.
Well,
the one thing I didn't like about the film, though, is like the end is just like really, really
convenient.
That's
been done already. I think that end has been done quite a lot.
I don't know which other way they would have ended it either, to be fair.
But I would say that I thought that Vidrohi will actually feel like, I shouldn't do this. Like, that's the kind of end that has always happened in Hindi films. Like, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, Salman Khan takes Kajol and gives her to Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah, I actually thought
that. I thought the guy will, because, come on, our films have been sexist for a while, and I thought the guy will take the decision for the girl, and the guy will tell the girl that, hey, tujhe main pasand nahi, tujhe wo pasand hai. But here, it was something different at least. Here, it was something different where Kriti was actually trying to take it out that kab tak tu nahi bolega mujhe. I felt that at least that is a good take.
That's
a good take away from the film where you're actually giving the girl the choice that tu choose kar for
what. But I also felt, I mean, the thing is like, the film in general is like a very quick film. It's like quite, it's only 2 hours. But still the last like half an hour, 40 minutes seemed dull to me. Like I was falling asleep. Partly also because it was a 9:30 PM at the end of a workday.
But lengthwise, I felt that it was I don't think that it could have been chopped any further.
I'm not about chopped in terms of length, but the pacing wise, I felt like the first hour and a half like flew by and it was great, and then the last half an hour was just like
that's always been the flow of major Hindi films. If you see, there's a major drop in the middle when you're trying, and I don't know why, but especially it happens when they're trying to establish a relationship. It always happens when you're trying to establish a relationship. Like, it didn't take them much time to establish the father-daughter relationship, the mother-daughter relationship. But
even
it took
Ayushman,
so much.
Kriti, they established, like, before.
Yeah. Like, right at the moment when Rajkumar came in and you had to play with the dynamics of, and the dilemma of the characters.
Yeah, like, you wonder for the longest time before Rajkumar even comes into the picture, does she like him as well?
Yeah.
Does she? But we don't, before we can think through it, we have moved on to the next thing altogether. Like, in many ways, like, small things, they show the actualities of things, like, how the mother is really upset that she's a tomboy. You know, she's really upset that she's never going to find a boy. She, in a dialogue, she says, we should have just had a boy instead, if he's going to behave this way. Then in the end, you see that, like, the girl that Rajkumar likes, she says, I really like you, but then in our culture, we don't get married to people who are divorced. You know, in small ways, they were talking about existing
prejudices.
Yeah, prejudices.
You know what I didn't like? At the end, when you said this, like when you talked about that whole incident in the boat, what I didn't like is that I think in most of the Hindi films, we still tend to do it, is that we have to go back and show in flashback that what has actually happened. So I felt that what was needed was like definitely that Rajkumar Kriti conversation at the sweet shop is required, because that's the context of how she came to know. But I didn't have to go back to that boat moment again where Kriti is signaling to Rajkumar. You already know that. So
but if there is a slight flaw in it, because I watched the film twice, I caught that. Because of that, there was in the flashbacks that they show in the climax, they actually show moments from before Rajkumar is even introduced. They show moments of the birthday, his birthday where she kisses him on the cheek, That is even before Rajkumar comes into the story.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Because she had already started liking. I think it was very evident at one point that she likes Ayushman on that birthday scene only. Like, because she spells it out also. Like, tum hame bahut pasand ho. Like, she spells it out, but she's actually not fully conveying it to him because she's not sure. And she really, really, really wants to meet the writer of Bareilly Ki Barfi because she thinks that
it's about
this guy understands me, this guy, I enjoy with this guy, but there's someone who absolutely knows me. So I want to be that, I want to meet that person first. And that's why she's not bothered so much that ki agar pasand nahi aaya to kya hoga. She, when they're sitting on that bridge thing, But I think she's right about the reality of the film is that she always said that hame pasand aaye to hamare maa baap ko bhi pasand aana chahiye. Because she's still in that school of thought.
Indian family.
Yeah. She's still in that school of that's what I'm saying. It has such beautiful moments. Also, I had a major meltdown looking at Kriti Sanon throughout the film.
Okay.
I don't care if she was a best friend.
She didn't look small to me at all.
Oh God, that birthday scene you're talking about.
People look beautiful just as they are.
I have just seen that scene so many times, I think.
Okay, I don't need to know this, Banerjee. It's fine.
No, but she's...
PG-13.
But I definitely like that song, man.
Sweetie Tera Drama.
Nazm Nazm.
I think... Especially talking about the music, I felt that the music was really strangely nice.
Yeah. I can't stop singing this song.
Yeah. Also, it's a pretty typical Ayushman song. That night of Nazan
Nazan. Yeah.
It's like...
Definitely. Standard Ayushman song.
Standard guitar chords and Ayushman singing. But, yeah.
Sweetie Tera Drama is, of course, Banerjee's latest jam.
Yeah, it is. It is my latest jam. And I already know the steps also.
Yeah, because obviously if you drive in a car with him and he's driving the car, he'll be dancing with those steps rather than driving the car.
Guys, that's a false information. I drive really well.
Sure.
Slightly.
He'll drive really well into hell. Really well.
And I dance only at signals when the car has already
stopped. Banerjee. Okay, coming back to the film.
I've been in a car with Banerjee when he's in the backseat and the song was playing.
Yeah.
So, that was also equally entertaining.
Yeah, because...
And less life-threatening.
Yes, so. Less life-threatening.
No, that's... I don't want to give details about that ride because you don't need that.
That makes it sound much worse than...
Yeah, that makes it sound like you guys were doing something.
No. There was a third person in the car also.
That again makes it sound worse than it actually...
And the driver, so...
yeah, but it was Pish's car, so... Coming back to Bareilly's music, there was this one song which I felt was pretty similar to Nazm Nazm, but it stands out in its own way that the song is Bairagi. It comes at the end of the film where
they're kissing on the rooftop.
They're kissing on the rooftop.
They kiss on the cheek, dude. They don't go beyond that in this film. They're very old school.
About that, there are some repeat moments. So even that became a repeat moment where every time like Kriti kisses him twice only on the cheek. So whenever she kisses him, he just says bheeki hai. So he has to...
You have to see Banerjee's expression at this time.
It's so cute. Yeah. It's so cute. Guys, Kriti's pretty, yeah.
Yes, we got that. Apologies to listeners, where we're recording is currently like a few floors above Shisha Sky Lounge, so there is like loud music playing. Apologies for that.
Okay.
Any other things on Bareilly?
No.
But I saw Bareilly on Saturday. It's the second time, and I watched Shubh Mangal the next day, and he's done a brilliant job in Shubh Mangal.
Okay, so that's a different like podcast.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned for that one.
But definitely a better job.
But I think
my heart wasn't completely broken.
Okay, moving on to trailers.
What do you want to start with?
Start with Chef?
No, I think you should start with Jodhwa 2. Like the meter should go from
low to high.
Growth kaisa hota hai tere ko pata hoga.
So okay, Banerjee, Jodhwa 2.
Jodhwa 2,
the key target audience for this movie.
I am actually, I've been waiting for the trailer, but what I was not expecting is that a remake of the movie. Like
Yeah, it's exactly the same songs, same.
No, David Dhawan said, "मैं मेहनत नहीं करेगा, मैं same scene shoot करेगा अपने बेटे के साथ." That bathtub scene, that scene where he's hitting someone, that
yeah,
well, that action, the gesture that he does, like bending his knees and touching his crotch or adjusting his crotch, that's just not good enough. Like, that's just not at par with Salman.
You have higher standards.
I have higher standards. Salman did it so better. Like,
I love how that's the thing. He's like, I don't want better content. I want Salman to do it, not Varun Dhawan.
No, but I think people should set their expectations right. Like, when you hear the name Judwa 2, don't expect a good movie out of it. Just expect it. Like, Jacqueline is looking really pretty and hot in it. I don't think she has a significant role in it, like Karishma didn't have in that film.
Like any film Jacqueline is in.
Let me think. Oh, I recently watched this film, Gentleman.
So, oh, you saw it?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. I just went to watch Anna in it. Like, because Anna is doing a comeback. Just, guys, if you don't know Anna is Sunil Shetty. He's my favorite.
Favorite?
Twante Karoz. Like, but Anna has a guest appearance in it, I think.
Like, Jimmy Shetty. Okay, never mind. That's another spoilers. One.
Spoilers. Naina, I think you should. Okay, so now, there are 2-3 things about Judwa 2, like one.
2-3 things?
That's a
wow,
lot.
Wow, you have that many
dude,
things.
Dude, it's a trailer!
Yeah, 2-3 things. Just small observations. One, Varun Dhawan is shirtless everywhere. I don't know why.
That's
how he does it.
No, leave that. And why didn't they get a music director for the film?
Because David Dhawan ko mehnat nahi karna hai.
So, wo to uska mehnat hai bhi nahi na. Kisi aur ko to mehnat kar rahe the. But that and.
Who's done this one though? I haven't watched the trailer.
It's the same song.
It's the same
Uchi
song.
Building.
All
is this
all of them.
Building, I don't know. And but two main songs from the film are there.
Chalti
Hai Kya Nam Se. But I must say, if you guys haven't watched it, go and see Chalti Hai Kya 9 Se 12 remake. I think she looks so hot. And Jacqueline looks so hot.
Okay, guys.
No, but also for a fact, that's a good remix also, I feel. There's nothing wrong in remixing songs, but until and unless you do bad.
Only remixes.
Good. Yeah, like you do good remix, okay? Like, I think Kala Chashma was a good remix. I think Hama Amma was partially good. It's catchy. But, haan, theek hai. Hota hai. But the other thing is that there's no story there in Judwa 2.
It's
like
a David Dhawan film.
No,
right?
but I think David Dhawan. But David Dhawan has done good comedy films also. He's done Partner. He's done a lot of films.
Which up. But was Partner ke liye bas DVD dalna tha aur check karna tha ki kya karna. Like, just put the DVD of Hitch and bas ho gaya.
And guys, like, I don't know how many people have always claimed it like this. Judwa is not a copy of Duplicate. They are two different films.
I don't think anyone thinks that.
Yeah, she asked.
I asked a question because I have not watched Judwa. I have watched Duplicate. So I asked, is there any similarity between the two? That's all.
Two different stories. But I don't think this one is going to be as entertaining as Salman's.
But everyone is doing like double roles these days.
Who else?
Yeah, Arjun, just a double Arjun, role in Gentleman.
It's not a double role.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I mean.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. See, too many spoilers today. Ooh. I'm really sorry.
But that's a good way to show also that.
Did you watch? What's the
Gentleman?
Film?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
He didn't have
that is a podcast I'll do with Banerjee as a film that I haven't watched. That I'm talking about.
Like, guys, I've watched all the crappy films. Like, just saying. That's about it for Judwa 2.
That was way too much time spent.
Yeah. Yeah. For a trailer of Judwa 2.
Okay. Next one is Chef.
Chef.
Take off, man. It's your hometown.
It is my hometown, sure. I mean, it's my home state and all of that is there, but I genuinely did not like the. I didn't enjoy the trailer, honestly speaking. I love Padma Priya. I think she's a beautiful actress and she's done some amazing work. Amazing work in Malayalam before and in other South Indian films.
She's done a Hindi film also.
I'm not aware of that. And, well, I've watched Chef, the film as well. And I have a different kind of liking towards that film and I'm not really sure of how successful they are in remaking it to justice.
My biggest problem with the trailer is Seth.
Yeah.
Like, he's just really flat. Like, I've...
Seth is the chef.
Yes. hence the problem with
Don't
this trailer.
Reason. I just wanted to say the joke.
That's
why. Well done.
That was very
well, I watched Chef, the film, after knowing that there's a chef coming in Hindi.
That's how big a Bollywood fan is. Banerjee is.
No, honestly, I wasn't aware of the film's existence also.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, so
that's very cute.
So yeah, when I watched the film, I felt that it's a very nice film. But when I saw the trailer of Chef, I didn't mind it actually. I don't think there was much of a problem with the trailer apart from the fact that they just give away a bit too much about the movie. So basically,
तो भाई ये इसलिए लग रहा है कि you've watched the film, you watch Chef, so when you're watching bits and pieces of the film that they've remade.
But there are some moments which are like directly taken.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Utha liya, pura wo chep.
Bilkul.
I think remakes are like...
But is it officially credited as a remake or it's just one
it
of
is
the...
It is, it is. It is. I've announced it also as a remake of the actual one.
Yeah.
So like, what intrigues me into the story is that, because I feel that it brings a lot to a story and its narration, is the choice of the music director, Raghu Dixit. And the bit of the music that I've heard in the film seems like it can actually complement the narration, and it might just make the movie a little more interesting in some ways.
Were you fascinated by the kid that much? I wasn't. He looked
like a really bad actor.
Yeah,
he seemed, at least the parts that have been shown in the trailer.
Stupid question. Okay, the guy who acted in Rao 1 is not the same guy, right?
I had the same feeling. I
they
the
look.
Same
why do these kids look the same?
No, it's the same haircut.
Yeah, they all look. Never mind. They all look the same.
I just feel that they've run out of kids. It's a the one thing.
I don't think that's possible in India, but okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's one crisis you should not have in India.
Banerjee, did you audition for that role?
He could have, yeah. You would have passed out to be a little younger than the kid who's acting.
Well,
in the
I would.
You're basically as old as Sara Ali Khan, who is now coming in a movie. So.
She's hot.
Oh my god.
Guys, everyone's hot, okay? I can't handle it now. I've got to be hot. I'm tired of being cute.
Okay, that went into a whole different direction.
Now, we all know he considers himself cute. Then.
No, that there is an entire YouTube audience that is telling him. And Instagram.
I'm getting a lot of validation for that. But no, what I felt was like, I think it's a totally wrong casting for the kid. At least from the past that has
and
that
the
I've
chef.
Been acting.
And chef.
I didn't mind Seth as much as other people are saying. Because I think it's a general opinion about Seth that he's not a good actor. He's actually not a good actor. I feel that whatever films he's done, there's only one film where I felt that he's actually acted was Omkar. Like that's the only film I felt.
But even in like Dil Chahta Hai and now.
What was he doing in Dil Chahta Hai?
But he's funny. Like kuch to hai.
He's funny because you find him funny because he's a horrible actor in Dil Chahta Hai. I feel.
No man.
Like now I feel that Akshay Khanna's Nimbu face is better than Saif Ali Khan's acting.
I've enjoyed films of his man like Love Aajkal and. I've actually had fun.
Love Aajkal is a funny film where
I
he's just overacted.
He may not be the best actor.
I'm not saying best, but I'm saying for the film also, I don't think that he's actually done a very, very good job yet. That's what I'm saying. In this whole film career, there's only one performance that I can see him as an actor. And the other thing is that he actually looks like a father because he's of that age.
He doesn't look like his.
But he doesn't look like his father.
Yeah.
That is a...
I forgot the name of the
nor
guy
does he look
the
like Padmapriya. So it's not... It's a very...
Also, I think he has a major disadvantage in his voice.
I don't think the voice is that much of a problem.
Yes, it is quiet.
And it was also really nice to see familiar faces from the Malayalam film industry in the film and in the trailer as well. Really familiar faces, funny actors. It's really nice to see that.
I didn't see more.
Them entering.
That's the only one I know. Sorry.
Very nice.
The others, I don't know the names, but I've seen films, so I...
No, these are like sideliners, but really funny, talented actors.
Also, Naina, congratulations on being the third ever Malu person on this podcast.
Oh, thank you guys. I'm honored to be here. Sure.
The first was me, and the second was Kenny Sebastian. So you're in good company.
Oh, brilliant. I'm not too shabby for a...
Damn, son.
It's my debut on a podcast too.
So, oh, nice. Damn.
There you go, Pesh.
But I don't think you have a more lustrous voice than Pesh does. TIC presents.
Oh my god. Okay, oh, moving on.
We should end it also with TIC presents.
I think that's what it means.
Okay, moving on.
What was the third trailer?
Newton.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
Well, that's one film one should be really interested and excited to watch. And I think this film needs a lot of support, I think. I think these are the kind of movies which needs a lot of support for you to not complain about Hindi movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
this is the discussion we had in the last podcast.
I mean, you've got to support these kind of films when you see actual content coming out. Go watch these movies so that these people can make money. And so that
make
people,
better movies.
Yeah, and people can believe that, okay, better content actually works than just putting a star in your film. And this film has really good actors. Rajkumar is there, Pankaj Tripathi is there. I think I'm forgetting someone's name. I know whom I've seen in the trailer. The trailer looks interesting. Rajkumar again stands out as an actor from the very first shot of the trailer where he's talking to that girl about his marriage and everything. Well,
it's a nice background music.
Such a nice background music for talking about, to talk about Newton. Well, other people like Naina, what did you
use? I really enjoyed it, man. It's the one trailer that I've watched in a while that I'm really excited to go and watch.
Also, it's
really
a different kind of a trailer than usually in the films.
This reminded me, so when we went for the screening, someone there said that, asked after once we watched
the
film.
Bareilly.
Yeah, for the Bareilly, how did you find Rajkumar? So you're like, he was brilliant. He was like, I wish people considered him a star and treated him like a star. Because that's what he is.
Yeah, I feel.
And people saw him that way. And
yeah, I feel.
He's just proving it back to back. And
yeah.
He just.
Well, I think there's one thing that I've heard about him is that, we have done a video with Rajkumar. Like,
let's not talk about that.
So I'm saying that what
that's one video I won't plug on this show.
No, but I'm saying that what you learn about that person is that he's pretty aware about how much he is and how
I'm
much
sure
people
all
know.
These guys, I mean,
no,
some of
no,
them are just
really
like,
humble.
No, I don't think that when you're saying that these people know how much they actually are. Like,
no, some people, like, either they're like full of themselves.
Yeah, that's what happens most of the people in this industry. That's why I'm saying that he's one person who's aware that ye hai mera.
But how small the video that was, he was really humble and he was like, ek aur take lete hai, ek aur lete hai. Aise kar sakte hai kya? Aise kar sakte hai kya? For a really minuscule video.
He's a really
sincere
guy.
Really sincere.
He's that one guy who's just really hungry for work. Like, and who's really hungry for the craft of acting.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's just like, mujhe acting karna hai. Tum kaun sa role do, mujhe farak nahi padta. Because I remember after watching Wasseypur, very few people remember that Rajkumar was there in the film also. But the much of a role that he has done over there also, he's done a brilliant job there.
Yeah.
Like, he's always been a very good actor since the time I've watched Ragini MMs. Like, he's always been that...
He was the only good thing about that freaking film, man.
I got scared watching that film.
Oh my god.
Supposed to be a horror, but well... Huh? He was the... Oh god, no, don't remind me of why I watched that.
That sounds like a fun story, Naina.
No,
why don't you tell us?
No. And I watched it on my birthday. On my freaking 18th birthday, never mind.
That sounds like an even more fun story. Tell us about it.
No, he's the only good thing about that film, so.
Well done,
Rajkumar.
The other thing about Newton is also, I mean, it's like it's done the rounds on the festival circuit and stuff, so quite a few people. In our circles have seen the film or have seen even the script and stuff and universally everyone has really good things to say about it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Some people have watched it as well.
Exactly, so excited to see that.
I think it makes a difference when Eros produces these kind of films because they have different ways of marketing the film and that's the whole game. And I think the more you talk about these movies, the more these movies are like, the more people actually get to listen about these movies, maybe even from your podcast or people just randomly listening from someone else that I watched this movie, this is a really good movie. The word of mouth actually helps for others to just go and just watch the film. So just watch the film, please. Please watch the film because I hate it when people come out and say that ke, yaar, yahan pe to koi movies banti hi nahi acche. Kyunki jo acche bante hai, tum log dekhte nahi ho. Tum bas ghar pe baithe rehte ho aur ghar pe apne baithe ghar pe popcorn khate. Ghar pe popcorn khate khate bolte ho ke yaar, achhi movies nahi bante yaar. Like,
just go out, watch this film, buy a ticket and watch this film. Don't say that aise film mein to. And this other thing that has really pissed me off is that whenever a good movie comes out, they know that ek mahine mein Amazon ya Netflix pe to aane wala, kyunki ye chalne nahi wala. To agla step kya hai ki Netflix aur Amazon ko bhej do film. Dude, dekh lo, please dekh lo yaar.
But even that is just better if you watch it on Amazon and Prime.
I don't think so. I just feel that this
in some ways I paid for.
Yeah, like and I'm not saying that it's not good to watch movies on Netflix, but I'm just saying that these movies need to come out more often. And for that
watch,
to happen,
watch your Mubaraka and Judwa 2 on Netflix.
Yeah, watch that on Netflix. Well, I wouldn't say that also because I like to go and watch anything. Like,
just, that's the thing. Like people are picking and choosing. Like, choose these.
Are picking, but yeah, exactly.
Cool. That is all we have time for this week. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Pish will disappear for another 3 weeks and then again apologize to you.
literally like
guys, just before leaving, if you guys have forgotten,
we will have Shubmangal and we will have other girls.
Yeah, we will have that
gentlemen.
Soon.
Gentlemen. Yeah. Coming up soon.
Damn, what a movie that was. But
now I don't know when I'm going to.
Oh God.
Daddy this weekend.
Daddy is one movie I'm really, really, really looking forward to.
His give voice, it. Man.
Arjun, what are you doing, Anena? You know that people can only listen to you.
I know.
Right?
Dude, that his voice is something. Dude, he was freaking giving a PVR ad in that voice. And I was like, bolo aur bolo, mujhe koi problem nahi hai. PVR.
On that note.
No, not on that note. I know the right.
Tum bol sakte ho ki wo hot thi. Maine bol sakte
ho. I know the right note and just if you guys have forgotten, let me remind you, Pish is getting married. Please spread this hashtag Uttara Ki Shaadi. Anyway, even if you're sharing this podcast, please share this podcast with the hashtag Uttara Ki Shaadi.
Okay then.
For the CTA.
Which is damn embarrassed. Which is really nice to see.
Thank you for staying so long. See you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.